I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we fucking hope. Better than us.
We're having flashbacks.
Yeah, it's been an evening attempting to get this going. So yeah. Let's just apologize ahead of time. Did that sound bad?
No.
Oh, you made a face. My mic is going through it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's my computer. I don't know what's happening. But so far so good, so sorry.
Yep. And then we took a moment to let the mic recover, have a moment, have its big feelings, you know, gentle parented the shit out of it, and then I started freezing when we got back on, so
we're just
doing great,
thriving. So yeah, hopefully this episode sounds fine. We will find out when I edit this in a couple days.
yeah. And if it's not, it'll be the podcast episode that never was.
It'll be literally season one all over again.
Uh-huh. Yep. And we'll come back from our break and we'll be like, we need another break.
And honestly, I feel like it'll mean that we were not meant to record this episode because this was a reschedule already.
Yeah. Yep, we decided that we were going to take a spring break, so thank you, Explorers, for being understanding.
Not like you had a choice.
But you understood. But we do appreciate, you know, we're trying the new moon, new us. We are planning our breaks instead of
crying,
working ourselves into oblivion.
Crying when we, like, physically cannot do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we worked in our break for spring break. So we appreciate you guys taking a week off with us. And we'll see if this episode ever sees the light of day.
Well, that seems like a good enough segue to me to just jump on in.
I know. All right. I love it. So, Leslie, you came up with this one, right?
I did. Like most things in my life, TikTok, you know. Just popped in here and I think you got a teensy taste of it.
I did.
It's, again, can be really convincing sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start stealing your thing where you say, like, most conspiracy theories, like, I could see it happening. Like,
for sure.
Do I think the earth is flat? Like, no, not necessarily. But they have some strong arguments. And in the end, a flat earth or a round earth isn't going to stop me from paying my bills. So I don't give a fuck.
Literally. I'm glad that I could be a part of this life-changing moment.
It's very inspirational.
I'm glad. I think it's more, I don't know, just a good way to cope with things. But
it is. Like, you don't worry about it as much. And you're just like, it's the way it is.
Literally.
So, it's, like,
you know what, you're right. It is a good way to, like, not worry, because it's just like, it's out of my hands. Like, I have no fucking say. Like,
yeah,
I'm just
gonna... how many generations thought they were gonna sail right off the edge of the earth? Like, they lived just fine worrying that way.
Idiots.
So we'll live just fine thinking we're on a sphere.
Exactly.
That doesn't allow you to fall off.
And then maybe in 100 years they're gonna call us idiots, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, so who cares? But I do love that mindset, because it actually helped me kind of get into this. And I think I have a little bit of an argument that could persuade some people to, one, say maybe, and two, say, but I don't have to stop paying my bills, so I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm for sure team maybe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Team maybe.
So should we tell everybody what we're team maybe
on? I was just going to say, they don't even know.
Yeah.
So we're asking if dragons are real.
Or were real.
Right, because we don't see them flying around now, so obviously they're not kicking now.
Mm-hmm. Even though I did stumble across some videos on TikTok where they were clearly like AI, CGI, whatever you want to call it, and they're like seen in the mountains of Colorado. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't go. I saw a video that was like in Colorado, there are dragons. I get that based on the 45 seconds of the Game of Thrones that I saw, there are cold weather dragons.
Yeah,
but. I haven't seen them floating around, so sorry to debunk that video.
So I've been here my whole life, and
never seen a dragon. I don't think I've seen a lizard, to be completely honest, that wasn't in captivity.
Well, I will say, I mean, you know, kind of like what we were talking about a little bit at the UFO, like the eclipse episode, like I don't really look up very often, so maybe we're just missing it, you know? I don't really look. Maybe.
But like... I'm imagining, like, you know, remember the chonky Dragon Tales dragon that had, like, the beer belly and, like, he would fly around and you'd see his, like, giant belly?
So, I actually never watched Dragon Tales, but is he the, like, mint green one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know the characters.
Of him?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Were they on PBS? I don't know why I never watched it. I just...
PBS.
Like, yeah, I don't know. So... But I do know there's like a yellow one and a mint one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Those are the two. Yep. There are a couple other ones, but yeah. But the mint one has a beer belly. And like, I think I would see
that.
Because the equivalent of a tall ass man with a beer belly in the air. Like, I think I would actually notice that. Like, yes, scales and features that aren't manly, but like the equivalent.
Well, and I think that's a good too. So like, that's how you picture a dragon. Yeah. Like, is there a traditional, the traditional dragon is like from Shrek, right? Like that's what I'm picturing too. Like,
but she had a beer belly too. Like they're plump little people. So they're like
definitely like a big squiggle for sure.
Well, and like with all dragons, like even the Harry Potter dragons, like their bellies like drug on the floor. So they were like slow as heck on land. And then they just like could get their wings out. And yeah. So like, of course they have to fly because they would be useless on land.
Yeah, that's true. They are always depicted in the sky where like, I feel like a lot of the research that I saw, like asking about if they were real, they said that if they were real, they would be in the water.
I did not see that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they were okay. Like, it'd be like a lizard type, like water snake dragon type thing.
That flew? Oh. So they just like could do, they wanted like a seal, they could do land and water.
Yeah. Like the manatees, they decided one or the other.
Oh my god, the manatees are the evolution of a dragon. They do have the weird little like, you know, elephant-y like hand looking things, like, and in a dragon hands? They've got like thin bones. Like, we could make it work.
Well, I want to know what you got into, because I feel like we're like sprinkling into some of the things that I got into, like why are there no fossils? Why aren't there like dragon bones if they were real? That was the first thing I searched.
Yeah. Did you find anything?
Yeah. So I found someone saying that they weren't, there aren't like bones. They're not like, because we find like dinosaur bones, right? They say we don't see dragon bones because they could have been bird-like. And so their like bones like disintegrated, like turned to like dust.
So what I saw was the argument that the T-Rex is actually a dragon.
Ooh, did not see that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you know that like in the past however many years, they've started to say that they think that the T-Rex is related to the chicken?
Yes, and that like how we picture him is not really how he was. Yeah.
So there's an argument that kind of like what you said. So the wing bones are much like they're less dense than like the actual body bones. Mm-hmm. So the argument is the T-Rex, the things that we with the short arms and we're not really understanding and we're saying they're part of the the chicken evolved from the T-Rex. The argument is, what if it's dragons? Like, what if the T-Rex was a dragon? The wing bones are less dense than its body's bones. So the wing bones disintegrated and disappeared. We have the little baby arms that make it look ridiculous, but really it had some big fucking wings. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, so my argument cool. is the T-Rex could have been a dragon.
Oh, interesting. Because, yeah, I always think the T-Rex...
So then a chicken is a dragon.
Well, you know what? It's not wrong. Okay, that's really funny. I'm about to call myself out. I played The Sims, and on one of the packs, there's like, you can have like a little farm. And mm-hmm. one of the interactions with the chickens is talking about their connections with like, it's dinosaurs, not dragons. Never mind. I was like, oh my God, is this like a Simpson moment? I was about to like lose my shit.
But the argument then being, what if dinosaurs were dragons, right. or they evolved from dragons?
Well, and so that was kind of something, because I also saw like dragons in history, and mm-hmm. that they all said that they were most likely like dinosaurs that they were drawing, you know.
But what's crazy is every single culture has a dragon.
Every single one.
Like every single culture has depictions of dragons and has stories of dragons. And you have to question. They had to have seen something.
What got me was the Chinese, is it Zodiac? I guess. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. Like I'm a chicken or I'm the rooster or whatever. Like, they're mm-hmm. all real animals. The dragon mm-hmm. is the only animal on that calendar that's not real.
Yeah.
So that's kind quote of unquote. Weird.
Yeah. No, what I saw was that every culture has stories of a dragon, you know, like the Camelot stuff, like everyone has stories about mm-hmm. dragons. And even most fairy tales, you can kind of follow a line of where they might have come from, right? Like,
right.
Like witches. Witches have been in storybooks and story tales and all those things for so many years. And like, it's probably just like someone who was in a village who, you know, danced under the moon and made her moon water and like mixed some herbs and
was us.
Had good vibes. Yeah,
for sure.
Like, so, but like a lot of these things you can kind of pinpoint to what like they might have been based on. Mm-hmm. So like for me, it's really difficult to be like, nope, weren't real, because I think it's insane that dinosaurs were real. So like, why can't dragons be real?
Right. They're literally the same thing. They're ginormous mm-hmm. creatures, like scaly creatures. I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, and that's just the way they're drawn. Again, if we take look at T-Rex and sorry, we have a gremlin visitor.
We have a guest.
But if we like think about how T-Rex, you know, they're claiming like T-Rex had feathers and all this stuff, like who's to say that dragons didn't have feathers and weren't more True. Bird-like like mm-hmm. what we have now,
right?
You know, like
yeah, who is to say? And I mean, like you mentioned earlier, every in history we see multiple depictions of some sort of dragon, including mm-hmm. in the Bible. Like, so why? I mean, do we believe in coincidences? No. Mm-hmm. No. Like, why? No. Why is that there if it wasn't real?
Yeah. And I think that the argument that they could have had like feathers or maybe a mixture of both scales and feathers, mm-hmm. like it makes more sense too. Why again, we're looking at different continents and different cultures and different like environments. Like if there's a dragon hanging out in Colorado, like the videos claim up in the mountains, then like I would imagine that it needed to have a little bit of fluff, a little bit of feathering, like something to help it sustain living in a cold area.
He's going
to
be an off-road dinosaur versus your, you know, Mexico beach Bahama dinosaur, you know, who's getting a tan. Very different.
So like, and I would assume that in that area, they are going to look more like lizards.
Mm-hmm.
But in our area, they're going to look like a lizard hybrid with a little bit of fluff to keep them warm.
Interesting.
That's what I think, at least.
Interesting, interesting.
Do you think that they breathed fire?
Kissy baby. I didn't, you know, the history that I saw, the only thing that talked about breathing fire was in the Bible. I watched a documentary from the History Channel, and it had a bunch of really smart people on it. And this one lady talked about how in the Bible, it is always, the dragon is always depicting like Satan or like bad things. One lady was like, it's about like women and women being sexual. And like, because the dragon, there is a Tiamat, which was one of the Sumerian gods we talked about in Anunnaki, she turns into a dragon, and she's like the goddess of like lust and chaos and like all that.
Well, if you remember the dragon from Shrek, she had those bedroom eyes.
Oh, she was lusty as fuck. She literally fucked donkey. We as children watched animal porn.
We did.
I mean,
and then we saw some weird animal hybrid stuff later.
Literally, she slid into his DMs. I mean, like, she was all in. So that's kind of funny that I didn't put that connection together. But so maybe that lady who like taught at Berkeley was right. But she was like, you know, she had the big like prescription glasses, the big Coke glasses. And she just was saying how she felt like they used women and dinosaurs or and dragons as like Satan. So I think that's where like the fire connection kind of comes from.
Do you think they didn't breathe fire?
Well, no, because even like the drawings from the like the Chinese, and I even saw there were drawings of the Anasazi native indigenous people who were around here, even in Utah. I saw drawings in Utah, and they don't have, they're just like winged lizards, basically, is what they look like. None of them are depicted with fire.
Well, so that kind of leans into, like, I was like, if they did, like, you're right, the drawings would have more of it. I think that this would be more stories of, like, I mean, we fear like dragons in stories, but also there are so many cultures that, like, including like the Chinese and Asian culture, like they really like worship's not the right word, that's too intense, but they do like appreciate they idolize dragons a lot. And I think that they were more prominent in Asia than anywhere else, because that is, like you said, literally like they idolize that. There's so many depictions, like if you've seen any of those beautiful Chinese New Year like parades and stuff like that that we're so lucky to see because of TikTok cancel the ban.
Did you hear that they're suing the United States government?
Yes. Good
literally
job. They should.
Well, so I learned that, and it was a part of the notes I was telling Amber before. I like lost my first set of notes. I don't know where they went. But I learned why the dragons, so like the Chinese cultures, yeah, they, to them, the dragon symbolizes like wealth and power and wisdom. And it started because there was an emperor back in AC something. And I can't remember his name, but basically he was super young and the Chinese people didn't respect him. And so he said that he had to like basically prove his worth So he mm-hmm. told his people that he came, his lineage, like his ancestors were dragons, that he came oh. from dragons, not humans. And ever since then, that was when the dragons became idolized in Chinese culture. Mm. He was this emperor. And I, like I said, worst podcast host ever. I don't have those notes. I don't remember his name. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting that he like used the dragon to basically say like, no, you can trust me. Like, I mean, that's the only reason why he was a successful emperor.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow. So really, the dragon has been put up on a high pedestal for a long time. So I wonder if like Asia is its native continent, you know, like, and we have, you know, dinosaur bones throughout because the world has shifted and changed and the continents were together and then spread apart mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I really wonder, like, clearly, like, those stories have been passed down from generation to generation because it's still something that carries on. I wonder if at some point they knew about dragons.
So two things that I think are really interesting. Like, those are that culture is so old. Some of those families and those lineages mm-hmm. have been around for centuries. Mm-hmm. So it just makes sense that, like you said, word of mouth, they have stories, they have myths that have been passed down, similar to the indigenous people in America.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. like us as Americans, I truly don't feel like we necessarily have a culture because we're the misfits. We
borrow from. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We were the misfits that England didn't want. The fucking mm-hmm. Prisoners, the stupid, you know, the uneducated. And that's who is if fucking came to America. That's who's here. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, yeah.
Well, and if you look at America versus the rest of the world, like, obviously we're a younger country, but like culture-wise too, like,
the most
we're
diverse.
Borrowing, yeah, we're borrowing from everyone. But when you're the most diverse country, those stories get lost and muddled. You know, just like.
For sure.
You know, we all had family come here from other countries. I shouldn't say we all, but you and I.
Yes, you and
most
I both.
People,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And most people who are American citizens today, most people had their ancestors come from other places. And like just as quickly as speaking a native language left our lineage, I didn't have a family member that was alive that spoke Italian.
No.
So like my family that was lost in our lineage very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that when people were traveling to America, like they did on purpose. They didn't teach their kids their native language. They taught them English to integrate better.
Right. They thought it was a bad thing.
Exactly. But how quickly we've lost that connection to like the countries that maybe our lineage originated from, we lose those stories too. And it's really hard to keep track of what, you know, could be fairy tales, but also like what could point to real
history
depictions of what mm-hmm. could have been on Earth before us. They get so muddled in America that I think it's really hard for us to track anything and know how true it is. But when you're in a country like Asia
mm-hmm.
and
China,
like you said, centuries and centuries. Yes, sorry. Continent like Asia, China. But when you're living somewhere that you can trace your family back to centuries,
mm-hmm.
it is much easier to keep track of those stories and they don't change as much.
Mm-mm.
So I would almost lean into believing
them
cultures like that or like the Native Americans in America, like the cultures that actually have been in the space that they've been in for centuries. I'm going to believe that over, you know, the melting pot that we are is so mm-hmm. cool and such a unique thing. Like not a lot of places in the world can say they're a melting pot like America, but we don't have a culture.
Do you hear good? My dog?
No. I just saw you looking off to the side for a minute.
She is snoring. Good God. No, I think that's exactly right. And I do think you're onto something. I think they were definitely in China because there, I did find, when I said I was looking for fossils, I found one. There was a fossil of an animal that they couldn't, they didn't know what it was. So they've named it the Dinocephalosaurus orientalis.
Ooh.
It was 16 feet long, and they said it was an aquatic reptile. It dates back to 240 million years ago.
Jeez.
It has been dubbed a dragon because of its long ass neck. The Dr. Nick Fraser, from the National Museums of Scotland, basically said it was a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It looked like it had eaten two baby dinosaurs and then basically mated with a colossal sea monster that had been unearthed. That's what he described this fossil as.
Okay. We're going to believe that over dragon.
Right. Yeah. No, it's a fucking dragon.
Yeah. A T-Rex ate babies and then decided to fuck a sea monster that somehow ended up on land.
No. Here, I got photos.
Like, that story sounds faker than
he just said that's
dragons.
He just said that's what it looked like. He didn't say, oh, right. And you're like, that's not true for sure.
Well, yeah. Like, if I'm going to believe that story over dragons, like, I feel like that's stretching harder than just saying dragons are real.
Than just say the fucking dragon drill. I just texted you a picture of the fossil. Sorry.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was multitasking because, as you can see, I'm cradling my third child.
You are. He's very content. I'd hate to disrupt.
He's so fat. We're not, of course, he's not up against the desk. I'm holding him up. And he weighs 13 pounds because he was sitting on my scale while I was taking a shower.
Oh, and a good boy.
And I saw how fat he was.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's got like a long neck.
Yeah, they said it had like flipper-like limbs. Its quote, neck is longer than its body and its tail combined. Yeah, so... Had 32.
I don't know where he sees the eaten baby dinosaurs.
Doctors are weird.
Honestly, like, I know a lot of people want to become archaeologists because of Indiana Jones, but it's just like the weatherman. You can just pull shit out of thin air and point at a bone and be asshole. Like, that's a baby dino. Yeah, like.
Literally.
Like, oh, yeah, these two things, we couldn't make these bones fit in this skeleton that we've remastered, so they're baby dinos. They're not even part of this skeleton. Like, that's what I think happens a lot of the time, is they're like, where these six bones go. They ate something.
We're just guessing. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Ugh. Well, she was found in China, this dragon. Mm. So something else I found... was that dragon bones is literally used in Chinese medicine. It's a very common medicine that's still used today. It's called dragon bone. Nowadays in common medicine, it's literally animal fossils that have been like crushed into powder. I've got to rearrange to get my mouse here. Okay. Got to scroll down here. So... Yeah, the dragon bone refers to the fossilized remains of prehistoric creatures. That was what it was in, like, Chinese medicine. Like, am I cutting out again?
No, this is my shock face. So sorry. It is very close to my I can't hear you face.
It's been in, like, Chinese folklore for centuries.
I'm sorry. We didn't debunk this. Dragons are real, because why would you name something dragon bones if it was fucking saber-tooth bones? You'd call it saber-tooth bones.
Well, unfortunately, 18,000 years ago... Okay, they think that there was a large mammoth population in the Siberian tundra, which is by the Chinese border, apparently.
Uh-huh.
I don't know because I'm American, but apparently that's... But I mean, we can buy dragon bone online, and it's just now, like I said, nowadays it's just fossilized remains. But yeah, most likely they said it was like mammoth bones that they were using back then. Yeah, bullshit. They just decided one day.
someone somewhere who became an archaeologist because they thought Indiana Jones was cool wasn't able to answer why it's been called Dragon Bones forever. So then they go, they were just dodos who it was mammoths and they just said dragons.
They look nothing alike. Forget the fact
that they look nothing alike.
No.
And you're not confusing that. We have pictures of mammoths.
Yeah, we clearly know already. What a mammoth looks like. Yeah, we know. Yeah, so they...
I'm sorry, I didn't see a dragon in Ice Age, so...
Yeah, why would it be in the tundra?
That's historical. Yeah.
I thought it liked fire.
Yeah, well, maybe that's, you know, we can go back to my feather idea, is that right, there are dragons for the coldness, so...
Right.
That is...
Insane.
Every time we do these, like, episodes where we're trying to... just point out things that could be believable.
I feel
like I get a little bit more conspiracy theory person who, like, you don't want to be stuck in an elevator alone with while I'm trying to make small talk about the latest thing that we've researched for the podcast.
But I'm also such a, like, conspiracy theorist these days.
Yeah, like I'm just assuming the government's just lying to us again. Like
they're 100% lying to us. I for fucking sure. Literally the word dragons are mentioned in the Bible 7 fucking times in 7 really? Different stories. They talk about Bible. They talk about dragons. See,
and I'd be interested to know if dinosaurs are brought up at all in the Bible.
So that's, again, scientists now are like, oh, they were just talking about dinosaurs. But why are they saying that they're dragons? They literally say the word dragon.
Well, and like, to get all weird and linguistic-y, like, if they were talking about dinosaurs, we already have a word for dinosaurs. So why would they make up the word dragon?
Yeah, because it was a fucking dragon.
Yeah, they're different. Oof. See, it, again, just a room full of smart people who can't answer these questions. And instead of admitting that they don't know or that they were wrong, they just have to hold on to their theory. It's Mike. I think I've talked about this before. The seahorse. Have I talked about the seahorse with you?
I think we did talk about him a little bit during the manatees. But
well, just as a refresher.
Yeah, I'll tear
it. There are barely any animals in the world that produce babies and they're not female, right? Like right. The ladies are the life givers in most animal situations, whatever. I think because the seahorse is the number one where the men carry the babies and pop them out, I think scientists were wrong. Misgendered the seahorse, and instead of going back on it because it happened 100 years ago, instead of saying, oh, we fucked up, they're just like doubling down and they're like, no, like
they're just gaslighting us.
Yeah,
literally. Like, you're probably exactly fucking right.
Yeah, so they're not gonna tell us that dragons were real because they've spent so much money funneling into these archaeological trips, calling them dinosaurs, making Jurassic Park for us to be terrified of when at a young age. I don't know about you, but my dad let me watch that way too young, and I was terrified of dinosaurs coming back.
I was still crying about the Titanic, so Jurassic Park was nowhere near on my to-do list. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, the Jurassic Park stuff fucked me up.
Well, and like, too, like...
so scared.
Well, it's scary as an adult. I've seen a couple, and even the new ones are kind of scary.
Well, and I saw... So one of the things that I went down a TikTok rabbit hole on is that they are fucking with DNA of dragons.
Dragons or dinosaurs?
Dragons.
Well, I thought... How are
in
they...
In China. Excuse so... me. In China, they have found, and I have videos. I'll have to refresh my memory. Sorry, guys. We were supposed to record this like a week and a half ago, yeah. And then life happened. And then we took a spring break. So I'm recalling these videos, but pretty much they're claiming that scientists in China found bones with DNA on it still, like that is usable. And they pulled the DNA to recreate whatever it was, and they like took the DNA and put it in like a lizard, and they're claiming that they made a dragon.
So then there you have it. They literally just confirmed that dragons are real because they made one.
Mm-hmm. So I could not find any pictures. I could not find anyone coming forward and saying this. This was a like whistleblower situation. Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of weird deaths surrounding this like science experiment.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's kind of like a conspiracy within a conspiracy. Like apparently like these scientists like claimed that this is what they were doing. And a lot of the people who like started this project are no longer alive. So.
Well, that's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a coincidence.
So according to TikTok, they might be fucking with DNA. And even if it is, you know, someone might be clickbaiting and saying it's dragons and maybe it's just dinos. Like, who knows? Because they're kind of, I think all governments also leak random shit, and buried in the random shit is truth. But like, it seems so ridiculous that you're like, oh, this can't be real.
Well, yeah. In the last year, I mean, they've leaked that they're literally aliens. They've leaked that we mm-hmm. can, there are parallel universes that we can travel mm-hmm. to. Like, no, they're leaking. Mm-hmm. That shit's coming out.
Well, and I kind of think that a little bit like the government people get together and they're like, okay, we're just going to start this rumor and it's actually true, but it's so crazy and out there that like no one's going to believe it. So they'll just think it's someone bullshitting, but it's true. So like, even if like take dragons out of it, I think people like we've talked about this in cloning in our cloning episode, like people are fucking with DNA. Scientists are fucking with DNA. Mm-hmm. They are doing a lot of great things for DNA and doing a lot of great things with stem cells and all sorts of stuff. We are making medical advances every day in stuff like that, but it would not put it past me to have some nerdy little fucker who enjoyed Jurassic Park a little too much and they're a little too smart and they're fucking with dino DNA and trying to make them part of our lives again.
Well, yeah, I don't know why it never occurred to me. Like every villain, every scientist in movies, books, radio shows, references, they're always fucking weird good. And creepy. Mm-hmm. Even in the cloning, mm-hmm. right? They were playing with fucking baby hairs. Like, what were you doing with a baby in their hair? Like, stop that shit. Like,
yeah,
they're always weird as fuck. So it's just interesting that we live in this society where like we think scientists and doctors are like posh and like super mm-hmm. superior and super smart, but like in reality they're weird as fuck.
Yeah, like in reality you either become a doctor or Jeffrey Dahmer. Like literally, there's probably a very thin line.
Yes. So
like some would argue that if Jeffrey Dahmer was actually able to resuscitate the people that he was killing, like he was trying to make a zombie race, if he would have been successful, how many people would have called him a scientist instead of a serial killer?
Right.
Like, it's dark, it's icky, and it makes my stomach hurt. But really, like, that's how thin the line is.
Oh, for sure. No, I think it's absolutely. And mm-hmm. we just don't. And we've had, like, narratives. Yeah, no, put it in our head. No, I've gone full conspiracy. Like, I could for sure. We could do many conspiracy episodes. I've gone in. When I went to Arizona, I overheard these ladies. We were coming back. We obviously flew into Arizona from DIA. They were on our plane. And as they were getting off, they were like, oh, I can't. We didn't look at DIA. We didn't go look at all the conspiracy theory stuff. Oh. And this other lady was like, what are you talking about? Like conspiracy theory stuff. And I'm standing behind them listening to this whole conversation. And I'm like, don't be weird. Don't be weird. Don't be weird.
Don't chime in. Don't chime in.
I chimed in because she was telling her she said it wrong. She was doing it wrong. So I just had to set the facts straight and let her know the true conspiracy theories. But I'm gone.
Did they appreciate it?
Oh, they loved it.
Oh, see.
Or at least I think they did. My mom said they did because I was like, was that weird? And she was like, no, I think it was fine.
Well, and we watched, I remember we were at your house when we were, I don't even know if we were in high school yet. And we were watching something about DIA, like on TV. And it was a conspiracy theory thing. I remember we were both snuggled up and just like watching it. And then I was like, I'm scared. And you were like, this is cool. And I was like, oh God, which is crazy. Cause normally you were the one that was nervous. Terrified. And I remember you saying this was cool. And I was like, what the fuck, Leslie?
No, those conspiracy theories did used to scare me. But like now I just don't really care.
So. Well, and that one, like, honestly didn't scare you. Like you were very like into it. So like,
let's get the... Well, yeah, because it's a safe place to go because, right, it's not gas chambers. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, actually, that is the rumor that there are gas chambers downstairs. But I think it's like the safety tunnels. I think if you're there, mm-hmm. you're going to be fine because you're so far underground. You're not going to get fucked by the nuclear stuff.
Yeah. No, I get that. I don't know. I just think that like. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about my TikTok algorithm at the moment and do a little flashback. But the Met Gala happened this week. And there was an unfortunate video of, because the theme was like garden party. And so some people took that as like a very Alice in Wonderland-y-esque
Mm-hmm.
cat's tail makes you cute. So some people took that as like Alice in Wonderland-y. Some people took that as like very regal, like European style fashion. And then this person, I don't even know her name. She was an influencer. It was surprising. A lot of influencers got invited to the Met this year.
$75,000
for one ticket. Yeah.
Absurd. Why do they have that much money? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, for one night. But an influencer got invited, and her look was like very Marie Antoinette inspired and like that era. And she did a video where she said, "Let them eat cake."
Yeah, like an idiot.
Have you seen that?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been all over my. Careful.
So now they're calling it. Oh, there was someone who had a really adorable little name for it, where it was like. Taking guillotine, but like you're modernizing blockatine.
I think so. Mm-hmm. The blockatine or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like we, you know, as consumers, we control the money that celebrities get. And by blocking their social medias and blocking their companies and not buying from their companies, like we could really, you know, cause a change if everyone band together and decided to do this. Mm-hmm. But what I thought was really interesting is in one of the videos that I saw while I was watching this, Lizzo came out and she was just kind of like, well, we're not, you know, in control of all of these things. Like, you know, the bombing that happened recently, all of that stuff. Like, we're just people. We're not in control is kind of what Lizzo was mm-hmm. saying.
Yeah, I saw and that.
And a gentleman, did you see the response video by a gentleman?
I'm not sure. I just knew that Lizzo sounded, oh my God, sorry. My foot is being attacked by a fucking gremlin. I just saw, this obviously means that I've been in here too long, that Lizzo made a not super great comment mm-hmm. on the matter.
Well, so then a gentleman responded and he said, "It has been this way forever. The celebrity is the bright, shiny thing that the higher powers that be, the politicians, the really rich people, kind of falling into that Anunnaki conversation mm-hmm. that we had, the sacred families, whatever, they've given us celebrities to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
They're this shiny thing that we look at and we hyperfixate on and we enjoy them. We don't enjoy them. We, you know, their life really
shapes ours.
Yes. Thank you. And, mm-hmm. and so it, I don't know, like it was just like this aha moment for me. Cause you guys know me, I like my reality TV and I'm up on some of this, you know, not on everything, but like there are some things that I do follow up on with celebrities and stuff like that. But like, really, it's this big monster that we've created, and our mm-hmm. generation's probably the worst because of social media and TV and all. Like, we really are getting a look into the elite lifestyle that wasn't seen as frequently as it was before.
Yeah,
but like, that's 100%. Yeah. Like, we're being distracted by these bright, shiny things. And then all these horrible things are happening on the background. And we're just like looking over here while oblivious. The magician's doing this shit over here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and like, that like unlocked something in my brain. And like, honestly, within the last, like, I'm not even kidding, week, I'm like, all conspiracies are true. And it's just like, is it actively happening right now or not?
Well, that sounds very stressful. And I hope you're not diving into a psychological warfare. Well, I've just
I can't handle that.
Good. Because I've seen that stuff where you have these like psychics on TikTok who have planned this end of the world, and people are going into literal like psychosis panics. So no. I don't want you to do that. You know, I like conspiracy theories. I definitely am like, yeah, it's real. Mm-hmm. Like, they're for sure. Everything is planned. Nothing is real. Nothing is, we live in a simulation. Like,
mm-hmm.
they've told,
we're just existing. Yeah.
Yeah. They've put these celebrities, like you said, in front of us, and that's who we're focused on. And yeah.
Yeah.
So did you go on a blocking parade?
No, I wanted to do some research and just see like what celebrities are actually speaking out about certain things and what ones aren't.
For sure.
So I did want to like dive into that a little bit more. But what, it's kind of like back to, you know, the simulation thing, and like we're all just existing, and like I'm not a big enough cog in the machine that I think that I should have an FBI boyfriend, but clearly I do based on the algorithm and things that popped up. But also like, it's just so crazy how it can, two things can be happening simultaneously, right? Like, we can know that this is happening. We can know that this is a simulation, and like things are planned and predicted, and things are happening that we don't know about. But also like, I can exist and do day-to-day stuff with like my kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's such a weird juxtaposition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Like, I can be in the moment with my kid and just be like, everything's good and I'm content here. But then also know like, it's a literal dumpster fire mm-hmm. everywhere. It's nuts. What a world.
What a world. Well, and I think that this is a great way to end this episode. You had sent me a podcast recommendation, and mm-hmm. it was an astrology podcast that we both really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And she started the top of her episode just talking about how it's okay that you're feeling, you know, I'm going to use a lot of adjectives here. Maybe they apply, maybe they don't. Worried, helpless, anxious, scared, empathetic, concerned, upset, sad, mortified. I mean, I have seen things on the internet that I cannot believe I fucking have seen. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to be feeling real, you know, to feel this like feeling of dread. And mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to find the bravery to do what I think is right. And it's really fucking scary, you know. But mm-hmm. so, and I don't know what's right. Like, that's the thing. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I need to do something.
Yeah. Well, and in that podcast too, she said it's also okay to not know what to do.
Yes, she did.
And it's okay to, what I took from that podcast, and I can get the name pulled up here. What I took from that podcast too is like, it's okay to also take care of yourself. And if you feel like you're starting to get paralyzed with this like idea of how the world's going and stuff, it's okay to remove yourself from it too. And just focus on your mental health and acknowledge that there are horrible things happening in a lot of places right now. And it can feel helpless, but also like, it is okay to take care of your mental health and take a step back from what media is constantly showing us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So
sometimes like you just gotta turn it off.
Mm-hmm, the want and the need to do something to help. There are always places to donate.
Mm-hmm,
That is the fastest way. If you are unable to donate, there are places like you can share, so others who can donate can find those resources. But also grounding techniques I've been using a lot lately. You know, go put your feet in grass.
Yeah.
Put your hands flat on, you know, your sink or your counter and just take some deep breaths. Like, really feel the earth that you're around, because I think that we have disassociated so much from our planet that we're not being the animals that we truly are. And the animals that we are need to be one with our surroundings. So, like, go put your feet in some grass. It's spring. It's not going to be too cold to do that now.
Hopefully you have some Singulair. They said Benadryl is a placebo effect. It doesn't work. But I'm just saying, I knocked the fuck out when they gave me those bennies. But
yeah.
I don't know. You know, hopefully the pollen won't kill you. But no, that's a great idea. Go and, you know, look outside. Yeah. Smell some. Don't just look. Go outside. Be outside.
I've been eating my lunch outside every day for the past like week, and I've been actually taking my shoes off and like putting my feet in the grass. So
that's great.
If you're interested in the podcast that Leslie and I are talking about, it is called Ghost of a Podcast. It is an astrology and advice podcast with Jessica Lanyard. And she's fabulous. Leslie and I looked it up to see what this new moon meant for us, and she, I don't know about you, but I was feeling very seen.
Oh, nailed it.
The advice was really helpful to just like bring myself back down.
Mm-hmm. No, I really, it was very lovely. We both said that we wanted to listen again because we both liked it that much.
Yeah. So I believe she does weekly episodes, and usually it is to help you identify what will be going on based on what's going on in astrology and things to look out for and things to try. So
super cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. All righty, friends. Well, on our socials, let us know. Are T-Rex, are they really dragons? Are dragons real? Is it all a simulation and our celebrities there just to distract us so that we don't see the men who control everything in the black suits doing what they need to do? Like, let us know what you think. Give us more conspiracies to look up. Give us stories to tell. Anything, we want to hear it.
All of the things. So, on that note, we will spook you next week.
Bye.